Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway, fueled and fired by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Premier coffees, hand-roasted in small batches. It's good stuff, folks. It fuels us here at the Radio Ranch. It can fuel you, too. Delivered fresh to your work office or to a local convenience store near you. So pick it up at the grocery store, stop by a convenience store and grab a cup, or tell your boss you want to have Harvest Ridge coffee every morning at your Radio Ranch, and they would love to have it. Good friend of the Mary Griffith Show is in studio with us today, John Gephardt. He is a big player in the Friends of the Log Cabins Association, and every year they have two main events, one in the spring, one in the fall, and it's Frontier Settlement Day is this weekend. And we're going to talk all about that. And, of course, everybody loves to look at the log cabins on Quinsippi Island. But there's also a pretty nice raffle package. So let's talk about what's going to happen Saturday from 11 to 4. It's an absolutely free family event. No admission, never admission charged at the log cabins. They're open year-round. Right. But it's good to go on a day like this when there are docents there to kind of explain things, right?
Right. And really, we don't have the inside of the cabins open other than on the Sunday afternoon of Dogwood Weekend and Frontier Settlement Day. Otherwise, you have to be part of a tour to go through the inside of the cabins. And obviously, we don't leave stuff in the cabins over the because of the critters that might take advantage of the situation.
Right. So it's a unique opportunity to see the interiors of these log cabins and also to hear from people to explain, because, you know, even grandmas and grandpas today, this is great-great-great-grandma and grandpa time frame. This is nobody living today has any idea about that. So it's a great chance. It's all very family-friendly. The older folks will really enjoy the stories, and then there'll be people there to kind of explain, this is what school was like. Right. In a log cabin village. This is, you know, where guess where there was no Walgreens. You had to grow your own medicine in the backyard. So it's really entertaining for the kids to let them, and they get to play their little games like roll the hoop and stuff. And, you know, no master digital devices back then. So it's a great learning experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that's neat about it is some of our docents actually used some of these items years ago. And so they can explain from practical experience how they actually, in one case, we have a lady that lived in a log cabin and used to clean the chimneys of the what they used for a light source back then, which was lanterns.
Lanterns,
and
they'd
so
get
black. She had to clean those every day, and that, she remembered doing that as a kid. And so it's kind of neat to have docents like that can explain what they did back in the 1800s. We have like you mentioned with the school, we actually have benches set up like it was in a pioneer school, and they were not comfortable.
No, they were not. You had to write with a quill pen, and trust me, that was no great shakes either. So this is from 11 to 4, a great family event. There'll be all kinds of things there for you to do. Lots of food will be served, so bring your money for that. You will need to purchase your food and beverage, but everything else is basically free. And one thing we haven't talked about, we've had a PSA running, but I didn't mention this in the PSA, is your raffle package. So let's talk about what's being offered, because the drawing will be on September 15th, the day after, so it's your last chance to get these raffle tickets. And well, you can buy them there on September 14th. And by golly, John, you've got great things in these packages.
Yeah, and one of the neat things about it is we are a partner in the Arts Quincy. And so a lot of times I approach some of the members of the partners and say, hey, can you provide anything? And like the Quincy Symphony has provided us a season ticket worth $70. And Westview Golf Course has offered a golf package for four.
And so, that includes like a cooler pack and your balls too, right?
Yeah, and plus the other stuff, yeah. And so actually you can take advantage of that. Coach House Restaurant, where we typically have some of our meals and stuff, they're offering two $10 gift certificates. We have a cook's package, a kitchen package, and then expressions like Christine has an embroidery throw that she provides, and I purchased one of those 1 year because it's neat for a wedding anniversary or something like that, because you can actually have it embroidered on there when you got married.
Personalized. They'll personalize it for you. Yeah, great.
Yeah, and that's kind of a neat situation. The community theater actually is I have it down here on two tickets to Cinderella, but actually they changed that to be $100 towards anything you want. So if you want to get a tickets for a typical play, you can do that, or you can buy a season ticket.
I like that idea. I mean, who doesn't want tickets to Cinderella? But this way, if that's not your cup of tea, if you won that, you could use it to go to the trip to Bountiful, which is the next weekend.
Yeah.
So, gee whiz, that's nice. Hats off to QCT for doing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. One of the board members happens to be also a retired executive director, Dan Convoy. So he was able to pull that off for us. So
you know what?
That was kinda neat.
It's not what you know, John Gephardt. It's who you know. You know that for as long as you've been on this planet. What else have you got on there?
Yeah. The other thing we have is Hy-Vee on Broadway gave us a $25 gift card. And with the price of food nowadays, that's not a bad idea.
That's a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread.
Yeah. So
thank you, Hy-Vee.
And so you can buy these tickets at either a dollar each or six for $5, or you can buy a whole sheet of them for $20. So Frontier Settlement Day is the last day you can buy them, because the next day is when we draw for who wins them.
Okay, so you obviously don't have to be present to win. Thank you. Let me keep this. Do you mind if I keep that? I'll continue to add to that. Because, again, this is a way, let's talk about this. Frontier Settlement Day and the Friends of the Log Cabins, you're totally self-funded.
Right.
I mean, talk a little bit about how you get your money, because I know you write grants and do all kinds of things like that, but, you know, how do you get your money?
Basically, we don't do anything until we have the money in the bank. So right now we're hoping to raise enough money to do the next cabin. But for right now, we do the events like this, and we have raffles and sponsors. And the sponsors help us provide things that we need, plus sometimes they give us cash. And in fact, we have one sponsor, Bauer Realty, that actually gave us $250 to help restore the cabins.
That's fantastic.
And one of the other sponsors, Home Depot, I said, instead of money, what we could really use is these spray cans to get rid of the wasps that like to go into these cabins in the summertime. And so they gave me a whole case of wasp spray that I can use. Plus, they gave me a pair of loppers so I can lop off some of the...
Oh, I love to lop.
Yeah.
John, I didn't know that you needed a lopper. That is... I don't know why. I find lopping to be so restorative to my soul. I just love cutting down things that don't belong, you know? So maybe next time there's a work day, or maybe even when there's not a work day, you call me up, I'll get my loppers, I'll go over to Quincy Island all by myself.
Yeah.
And I'll just lop away.
Well, what we had is at the Fraser cabin, one of the trees started a vine that started growing up the roof. And we decided that's not a good idea.
No.
So we got rid of that. And it's neat to have these new loppers that will take care of that. So we can provide those kind of tools for the volunteers.
Okay. Well, I may bring my own lopper just because I'm confused. But you can stand beside me with your brand new high-tech lopper from Home Depot. John, we're out of time. We've been running a PSA. I do want to encourage people, you know, if you've never been over there, what a great day to go on Saturday. It's going to be beautiful. Again, you can go over there anytime, but it's so much nicer and the kids love it. And there's a playground over there too. So go play at the log cabins, enjoy that, then go play on the pirate ship for a while. And when they're bored with that, go back to the log cabins, have your lunch there, you know, do whatever you need. Is there any one time frame where something specifically is happening that if we want to see it, we need to be there then?
Not really. We try to make it a come and go event throughout the day. Now, there is a time when the minister likes to marry people like he would have done in the 1800s. And so if you want to do that, that's usually around 1:30. But other than that, it's pretty much set up like a come-and-go event. So.
Okay, so when he says, let anyone who objects speak your peace or forever hold your peace, at 1:30, that's when you get to say, no way. John Gephardt, thank you so much. Friends of the Log Cabins, folks, they're all totally self-supporting. They don't do anything on credit. They wait till they have the money to restore. If you want to buy these raffle tickets, go to their webpage or stop by that day and put some money in the till. It is Saturday, September 14th from 11 to 4, a free family event on Quinsippi Island. Just drive your car across the little railroad bridge. You can't miss it. The Friends of the Log Cabins will be there. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Looking forward to your next great adventure. You're always here for something, and we appreciate that. It's 9:30. We'll be right back and talk about the Quincy Civic Music Association. We're back. Bill Mackold is here, and we always have to say full disclosure. You know, whenever I have a personal interest in a guest, I have to full disclosure for journalistic ethics. Bill is my, he used to be Dan Sherman, but Dan's retired now. So Bill is my private triangle instructor. And, you know, now Dan got me a gig with the Quincy Park District Band one time, Quincy Park Band one time. So I'm still waiting for Bill Mackold to come through on a Quincy Symphony solo performance with triangle. But, you know, I know they've already set the stage for this year, but future years coming,
right,
Bill. But you're here today not to wear your symphony hat, but to wear your Quincy Civic Music Association,
yes,
hat. Wow, your season this year is just better, and I don't know how you guys keep making it better every year, but it is fantastic, and I'm loving it. And so let's just talk about first, what is the Quincy Civic Music Association? Because we have a symphony association, we have an arts council, we have a theater, we have the park band, we have all these different things.
Right.
What's the Quincy Civic Music Association?
So our organization, our mantra is we bring the world to Quincy. And our goal is to bring in professional outside entertainment, mostly in the classical realm, but also including jazz and some pop elements to Quincy from all over the country, all over the world, so that we can experience top-notch entertainment here in Quincy at a very reasonable price.
It is extremely reasonable, and you have a multifaceted season, and it starts very soon. So let's kind of run them down. Why don't you, if you can, run them down real quickly. Just say the thing and the date, the thing and the date, the thing and the date,
sure,
and then we'll delve.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're excited this year to bring five concerts to Quincy. In the past couple of years, we've had four. I believe in years past, they had done five. So we're returning to five concerts. So we're very excited. We have the Turtle Island String Quartet performing next Friday, September 20th. At Baldwin Auditorium, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. On Sunday, December 8th, we have Iowa Brass, which is a full 30-member British-style brass band, which is very exciting music and arrangements, and hopefully they'll include some holiday favorites in there along with the other things that we're performing. In January, on the 25th of January, we have Candace Hill coming to Quincy. Candace was a guest artist with the Symphony Chorus a few years ago, and she and I played percussion on that concert, and she and I have maintained contact over the years. She is a fantastic steel drum performer, steel pan, and she's going to bring her band, a five-piece group here, and that concert will be in the State Theater on January 25th. On March 1st, we have Grammy Award-winning vocal group Sage, vocal quartet, a female vocal quartet that will come and perform. And then on June 7th, we're very excited to bring the Chicago Festival Ballet. It's been a number of years since we've brought a ballet here, and that performance will include some dancers and students from Quincy in that production as well.
That is fantastic. Varied artists, varied venues. And so it makes it a little bit harder to follow the Quincy Civic Music Association, but as you can see from everything he's already just previewed, this is phenomenal. So let's start now with September 20th. You'll be back before every one of these shows, I think, so we don't have to go into great detail about the ballet. It's not till next June, but mark it on your calendars now, because if you've got a young boy or young girl who likes that type of dance, they can be in this
yes.
troupe. So it's not too early to mark that on your calendar and think rehearsal will have to occur sometime prior to that.
They're going to come in January to audition.
So January auditions for June 7th.
You have to think a little bit ahead there if you have a young dancer on your hands.
But let's talk about what's happening September 20th. First and foremost, it's at Baldwin School.
Yes.
Why?
A number of reasons. First of all, this group comes in as part of what they call String Fest at Quincy Public Schools. So it's a chance for them to interact and work with our young string students in the public schools here. And so those clinics are going to be taking place at Baldwin, and we just thought it would be just easier for them to just stay there and set up shop in Baldwin and do the concert there as well.
Well, you know, a lot of people have never been in the Baldwin Auditorium.
Right.
Oh,
it's a great auditorium.
It is. I mean, I think I might be one of them. I don't know. I may have been in there once. I don't know. It's for many people, it will be a new venue.
Right.
And so tell us a little bit about this string group.
They have won 2 Grammy Awards. So this is the second year in a row that we've brought in multiple Grammy Award winners. They really do a wide variety of music from, you know, your standard traditional classical string quartet music to a wider variety of arrangements of jazz and popular music and such. So they're really going to appeal to a wide variety of audiences, playing a wide variety of styles.
Quincy Civic Music Association is so good at that. They're so good at getting everything that we need kind of under one umbrella and one roof. So this is September 20th. What night of the week is that?
That's Friday night.
It's a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the concert will be at 7:30.
7:30. I want to make sure I've got that right. It's the Turtle Island
String Quartet.
String Quartet. Mm-hmm. Where's Turtle Island?
I don't know. They're not actually from Turtle Island. They're from all over the country, but I'm not sure where the name came from, to be honest.
We'd have to delve into their website a little bit. Go to the darn concert, and Bill Mackold will make sure they explain what Turtle Island is, where it is, or if it's just a fictional place where string musicians love to gather.
Hopefully
we'll find that out.
On that.
How can we get tickets? First of all, how can we get season tickets? And then, of course, how can we get tickets to this show?
Right.
But I think one thing you offer, I'm maybe wrong, if you go to the first show and buy tickets to the first show, you can credit it back to a season ticket then.
Yep.
Okay,
so tell us,
how can we get tickets?
You can purchase your season ticket at the first show, as she said. Otherwise, on the website, we have links in there to purchase your season tickets, or you can send in a check. And take care of that way. Our regular concert tickets are on sale at some outlets around town, such as Square Music, Hy-Vee, Neiman's, and Sturhan Jewelers. But we really found a lot of success last season with our online ticketing system. So like many of you who go to baseball games or concerts, in other places, you can buy the ticket online, have it on your phone. We have scanners there and can scan your ticket at the concert. And we found more and more people using that throughout the year last year as we introduced that. So,
how much is a season ticket?
Season ticket is $100. That gets you 5 concerts. That's $20 a show.
How much is individual?
Yeah, they're $25 per concert, which is a great bargain for the quality of entertainment that we're bringing in.
Well, again, you do it because you have great sponsors and you have
great
people subsidizing this. Because I can tell you that you're not going to go see the Iowa Brass for $20. You're not going to see this ballet company for $20.
Not even close.
Mean, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
And so if you've got $100 and you want to support a group that will bring you the widest variety of musical entertainment that you could possibly have, the Quincy Civic Music Association is for you. Visit their website to purchase tickets online. The first show, you can go ahead and buy your season ticket that night, and it will credit to, you get all the discount for the rest of the year. Anything else we forgot to talk about?
I think that mostly covers it. As you said, we do rely on grants, number one, and sponsorships. The Lindsay family, for example, is a major sponsor for the ballet, because they felt it was very important to bring in a ballet of that magnitude. So we have various sponsors of each concert. We also have levels of donation that you can give as well to have your name in the program. So if you have more money available to you than the $100 for a season's ticket, you can spend different amounts for sponsorship as well.
Okay. Bill Mackold, always great to see you. And remember, I've been practicing my triangle almost every day.
We'll get you in with the symphony, or I can do the park band as well. So,
oh my God, he can get me into 2 venues. Can you just do something for me at the corner of 4th and Main? I'll stand over in the park. Okay,
sure.
Work on that.
We'll busk with the triangle.
Absolutely. Find me a whole bunch of pieces, triangle solo pieces. I don't want any backup accompaniment, nothing. Just me and my triangle, okay?
Sure.
I'm kind of picky that way. Okay. Thank you, Bill Mackold.
You're very
Always
welcome.
Great to have you on the Mary Griffith Show. It is 9:41. Rex Battery and Purple Wave Auction can't wait to tell you about their products. And then we'll head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what the farm markets are doing today. Listening to the beautiful sounds of Karen Peck and the New River Band. They will be in concert at Bailey Park in Camp Point. And not singing on the album is Mike Martin. Good morning, Mike Martin. Glad to have you alongside.
Good morning, Mary.
You have made this kind of a mission of yours. It is a ministry to bring gospel music to our area. Southern Gospel Music Picnic at Bailey Park Shelter House in Camp Point this Saturday. And, you know, the food starts, I think you start serving like around 4:30 in the afternoon, and you've got a warm-up band, and then this Grammy Award-winning band we just heard is coming.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Bailey Park in Camp Point, north side. It's going to start our famous food with our famous pork sandwiches, chicken salad, all of the great stuff. 5:30 pre-show with a local group, Unafraid, be there. They were there last year, great response, wanted to bring them back again. And then Karen Peck and New River at 6 o'clock, an award-winning group. They actually have had more number one songs than any other group in Southern gospel music.
Well, so, I believe we have somebody from Karen Peck and New River Band on the phone with us this morning. Let's hope that is the case. Good morning. Who am I speaking with today?
Good morning. This is Karen Peck.
Oh,
I just
Karen.
Came in. Is that you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
I came in right on the tail end of that about the songs. It made me smile that, how are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're both very fine. Mary Griffith, Mike Martin alongside, and I'm detecting that you may not be from the New England states. Are you a Southern Belle?
You know, I am a Southern Belle to the core. Literally, I've been traveling for 44 years and I have yet to lose the accent.
Well, when you travel around a lot, you don't need to lose the accent. You always talk like you do back home. Karen Peck, we just heard one of your great songs. Let's talk a little bit about Karen Peck and New River. You come and you're going to be performing this Saturday night in Golden, Camp Point. I'm sorry, Golden Gospel is Golden Ministry, but Camp Point at Bailey Park. Everybody knows where Bailey Park is, except me, apparently, even though I've lived here all my life. What kind of message are you bringing, and what kind of songs are you bringing?
Well, we're bringing a message of hope because it seems like there's a lot of division. There's a lot of, you know, things that are going on in our lives, our personal lives, our ministries, you know, just the workforce. I mean, people are, you know, they're down and, you know, not everyone. I mean, of course, that's, you know, there are a lot of people that are on the mountaintops right now, and I love that, and I think that's wonderful, and we rejoice. But then there's some that are grieving. There are some, which would be us. Our mother passed away in July, and then less than 2 weeks later, one of my dearest friends, Kelly Nealon and the Nealons, were tragically killed in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. And so we're not coming to bring gloom and doom, but we're coming to bring hope through Jesus Christ, because he is our only answer, and he is our only hope.
Well, it's so interesting that you mentioned that grieving is a part of life, and it was a part of Jesus' life. I just had a message, a scripture. When Jesus found out that John the Baptist had been murdered, he had to withdraw from the crowd and go away to a quiet place because this was his cousin, his friend, his herald, somebody he knew from boyhood, literally, that had passed away. And Jesus, being God and human, had to have that human emotion of grief. And so he understands everything that we're going through. And through gospel music, you can kind of get people to kind of learn a little bit about that, can't you?
Well, that's true. And the thing about it is, I think the thing that we need to take away, too, is the fact that God is not taken aback by any of it. If he allows it to happen, then he will allow us, he will get us through it. And, you know, and honestly, what I'm finding, when Paul says that he rejoices in his tribulations and trials and, you know, he rejoiced in the heartache. And I never could understand that scripture because I don't like it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the sadness. I don't like the grief and the devastation. But God has a greater good for it all. And you're thinking, how can something good come out of our tragedies? But the thing is, we are placed on this earth to worship God and to be a light for him and to lead people to him. And that's why we're here. And if that's the case, then even with the tragedy of my dear friends, God is using their music to bring more people to him, probably more than if they had stayed here. And so, and that's the bottom line. That's what gives us. We grieve, but we don't grieve as we don't have hope. I mean, we have hope. And so that's what we have to hold on to. And honestly, for those that are listening, I know you're thinking, well, does she even know what she's talking about? Well, you know, I feel like that my relationship with Christ has grown over the last few weeks. So, no, I don't know everything, but I can know this. I do know that God has been near. He has never left us, and he never will. And so, and if you're listening and you are going through a hard time, please know that the scripture is true, that you may be sowing seeds of grief and heartache and disappointment right now, and maybe those are the seeds that have been sown for you, actually. But the Bible also says in 1:26 that we eventually will reap a harvest of joy. And that's what I look forward to. I look forward to the harvest of joy that will come after all of this.
Well, Karen Peck, I'm going to interrupt you to play you. This is a song that probably is talking about what you're just talking about, Hold Me While I Cry. And then afterwards you can talk about this, what this means to you. Listen up.
Okay.
If anything could go wrong, it went wrong. I know I'm feeling sorry for me. There's a lot of self-pity going on. Today I really need a friend. I know that you understand. But would you hold me while I cry? I take a lot of your time when I should be strong. I should be
Well, that's just a beautiful sentiment, Karen, that there is gospel music sending the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Mike Martin and I are looking at each other, and it's moving. I mean, the first song we played was very uplifting, very upbeat, get people up on their feet, raise the roof. But there's those valley moments, too. And you seems like Karen Peck in New River kind of has something for everybody.
Well, I hope so. And honestly, I want to invite everyone to come and be with us this weekend because, for one thing, we think the world of everyone. We call the windmill people because we've had such a wonderful time there. And, you know, and honestly, and Mike and just everyone, we just appreciate them so much. And this is the first time that we've been to Camp Point, so I'm looking forward to that. We're actually coming from Arkansas, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and so we have quite a drive, but we wanted to be there for this event. So we want everybody, I promise if you come, we hope that you'll be blessed by something that's sung or said that night. But bring some friends with you and make a night of it, and we'll have a great time. I want to say this about Hold Me While I Cry. Whenever that song, we recorded that song, it was actually written by Gerald Crabb, which is the father of the Crabb family. And when I heard the demo, actually Joyce Martin of the Martins had done that demo, and it was the most beautiful demo. As a matter of fact, I even told the record label, let's just use her voice and we'll just say it's us. You know, that was a running joke because it just moved me so much because there are days that, you know, we're just having hard times. I mean, honestly, I think people think when they look at Christians that we think that we don't have trouble, and once you accept Christ, you're never going to have a problem. Well, that's not true, because you will have problems, but you have a Savior that can help you through, and you'll never walk that journey alone. And so when we did Hold Me While I Cry, I kept pushing the record label to single that. And they just thought it was too country, and no, we're not going to single that. And I kept saying, y'all, this is a great song. Well, we wound up, this record label did away with their Southern Gospel label. This was 20 plus years ago. And so we were without a record label, and they said, we're going to go ahead and send out whatever single you want, because we know that, you know, we want to keep your radio going. And I said, well, we'll send out Hold Me While I Cry. And it was a number one song, and we didn't even have a record label at the time. We were in between labels, but it was just amazing that Daywind Music, which we've been on ever since, and just it was just such a God thing for us to be with them. We went into that record label signing with them with the number one song. And what I'm saying is this, even though we were going through a hard time trying to decide what labels to go with, and we were sad because our other label was dropping us, and you know, it just seemed very bleak at that moment. You know, what are we going to do? But God took over. Yeah. And being with Daywind Music was one of the best decisions we've ever made.
Well, so, the cornerstone, the cornerstone that was rejected has become the cornerstone. So, Karen, we're out of time. We have enjoyed talking with you. I'm going to give Mike the last moments because he's got to tell everybody how to come down and hear you. And again, it's in Bailey Park in Camp Point. Mike, it's this Saturday night. Food served at what time?
This Saturday night starts at 4 o'clock. 5:30 is the pre-show. 6 o'clock is Karen Peck and New River. Looks like the weather's going to be awesome this year. We hope so. And we'll have a great time. It'll be an uplifting event. Come on out and join us.
I think Karen would agree with me. Save her a chicken salad and a pulled pork sandwich because you're probably coming just for the food. I know, Karen.
Well, you know what? I didn't know what the food was until now, but since you said that, absolutely.
Okay.
We're driving up there for the food.
Absolutely. You just happen
great.
To be performing afterwards. Well, it's nice to have met you over the radio, Karen Peck and New River.
Oh,
their concert
too.
At Bailey Park.
You
have a wonderful day. And Mike Martin, again, it all gets underway. You're going to start serving food at 4:00. There's two big shelter houses there. You can eat. You can have plenty of room. Bring your own lawn chair if you want, whatever you want to do, because it'll be front row seating in lawn chairs there with Karen.
And it's a free concert. We'll have a love offering for the group, and so that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. We'll see you in Camp Point Saturday night.